This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. It's Free Talk Live. We're launching into the third hour of this live Sunday edition of the show. Of course, you can join us here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And we've got Skype. Skype username is lrn.fm. With you in the studio tonight, you've got Ian.
Johnny Ray.
And Daryl.
I mentioned that the police are at it again in Florida, cracking down on folks who are feeding the homeless. Once again, the folks from Food Not Bombed. Now, it's been a few years since we've reported on a story like this, but it's like a retread of that same story where people wanted to help some homeless people get some food in their belly, and the police decided they wanted to put a stop to that. And again, it happened in Orlando originally, and then there was another story, I think it was Fort Lauderdale, where an elderly minister was arrested multiple times.
Yeah, the retired preacher that...
He was like 90 or in his
93,
80s.
93, yep. And I think he was like the church cook.
Yeah, I don't recall the details, but he would set up on a beach in Fort Lauderdale and...
Over a year ago, it was
past
Thanksgiving, but the Thanksgiving prior.
Right. And they came down on him, and he kept going out.
For like three straight nights.
Right. And then they also kept arresting people in Orlando, and Food Not Bombs kept finding volunteers who were willing to go out and get arrested, so they didn't have to re-arrest the same people over and over again. They had enough people willing to go ahead and sort of throw themselves into the gears of the system in this case. And I don't know what happened with all those cases, if they ended up dropping the charges or what. I don't remember if we ever even heard an update on that case, but now there's another one. The story from Creative Loafing, CLTampa.com's Anthony Martino writes, temperatures were dipping into unfriendly territory Saturday afternoon as sports fans flocked to the events at Curtis Hickson Waterfront Park. At nearby Likes Gaslight Park, members of Tampa's homeless community were gathered for hot coffee and bagels, courtesy of the group Food Not Bombs. There were no altercations, no illicit substances, no bad behavior, unless you count that, according to the city of Tampa, the coffee and bagels were illegal. Why? Well, because you have to have a special permit in order to offer free food to the needy in city parks. But obtaining a city permit to feed the homeless twice a week, to set up a table and open a bag of chips and bagels and spoon organic beans and rice from a pot, can be pricey because of the insurance policy that the city requires. Given how often they do it, that is, homeless people have to eat frequently too, that can add up. Volunteers with Food Not Bombs knew their actions were technically illegal. They had been warned about it earlier in the week, and they did it anyway. As a result, seven people were arrested for feeding hungry people in a park.
And apparently, and I just saw somebody shared a post of a 25-second video of people getting arrested. It says, today I watched my friends get arrested for sharing food with the houseless. I watched a man get arrested for eating. So apparently,
least
one of the homeless people got arrested as well.
Eating contraband or something like that. What
probably.
Is that all about?
And the interesting thing here is, as people are getting arrested, the food containers, so they've got portable coolers.
Yeah.
People are walking past those. People are still grabbing food while the people are being arrested.
Well, according to the story here, they're going to address that here in a moment. So some were arrested while still wearing the plastic gloves with which they were serving the food. When police arrived on the scene, they give the activists 3 minutes to stop feeding those in need. Then they moved in, pulling the volunteers away as they continued to serve One of the volunteers could be heard saying to those still gathered as he was being dragged away, please help yourselves. So, you know, they were encouraged to go ahead and take the food while they were arresting the servers. A man who reached for a last-minute bagel was also arrested, which is what you're referring to there. In an email sent to press Saturday night, the group said, quote, it had no plans to stop sharing food with the homeless and hungry and will continue to defy unjust laws that criminalize compassion and mutual aid, unquote. And that includes a planned gathering Tuesday at 8 in the morning in the same location. This particular story, just came out yesterday. So, yes, they are planning on going out again this Tuesday morning. Quote, we intend to expose the city's cruelty in the face of thousands in our community who are struggling with the issues of food insecurity, mental and medical health issues, poverty and homelessness, said a spokesperson for the group, continuing saying that if the city will not address these problems, the least they can do is not get in the way and stop others from addressing these needs. Compassion should never be criminalized, unquote. Now, this isn't the first time activists with the group have been arrested for feeding the homeless, and Food Not Bombs isn't the only group to have been arrested in Tampa for feeding the homeless. Also, Tampa is not the only city in Florida in which it's illegal to feed the homeless without proper paperwork. In Tampa, the group said it's done the same thing in the same park over 100 times with no trouble, and some suspect it has something to do with the college football playoff national championship and related events taking place in Tampa throughout the weekend. And I think what they're speculating there is that the city wants to clean up the city, put those homeless people out of the way, get them, you know, shovel them away in some safe place where they won't be seen by any of the visitors who are in town for these playoff championships, would be the speculation.
Yeah, well, the two teams that are playing are both Southern, so, you know, you've got Clemson and Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
I would love to see, you know, them go do some Southern hospitality out with Food Not Bombs.
Can you imagine how great that would be?
They probably won't. They'll probably just do the typical, you know, go visit the children's hospital and do the photo op sort of stuff. But it would be amazing to wind up seeing the
football stars came out there, you know, with their gear on or whatever, came out there and started serving up food for the homeless, and then have the cops walk in and arrest them, too. That's a great idea. But you're probably right. They probably won't do it.
Yeah.
But then again, they probably haven't been asked. They probably haven't been asked to do it. I mean, somebody should present that to them. Like, hey, that's a great photo op. But, you know, it's tragic. And it's horrible. And kudos to Food Not Bombs. I mean, they are very brave to continue to violate these city ordinances and put their activists in harm's way here because you know, they're doing the right thing. There's nothing wrong with this. I mean, look, you may not like homeless people. I mean, certainly people have strong feelings about homeless people. Many of them are not the cleanliest types. They are known for being drunk in public. Some of them are. But not all homeless people are bad people. They're just some of them are down on their luck. Some of them didn't choose to be homeless. There are those who, decided they didn't want to live the sort of traditional lifestyle of having a house, and they've chosen that for themselves.
Well, and, some wind up, because of circumstance, not necessarily being able to afford traditional housing.
Right.
I used to go to church with a guy that, because, he got divorced and had to pay child support. So after what he was paying for child support, he could not afford an apartment.
Right.
So he lived in a van.
So if you want to join us here, the toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. I wonder, how many places these kind of ordinances exist. Because I know that here in Keene, Garrett Ian, who was one of the activists living here for a while, he's now living back in Concord. But he'd gone out and made some food and gave it away in the public park here, and there was no issue with that. He had announced in advance that he was going to be doing that, so that didn't seem to be a problem here. So is this something that's common in a lot of cities? It's just that we're seeing it being enforced in Florida, or is it something that only happens in a few places?
My guess is... they probably just wind up, selectively enforcing the distribution of food.
Mm-hmm.
So if me, you, and Johnny all went out and had a picnic, and I brought the sandwiches, and you brought the chips, and Johnny brought the drinks,
right?
And we, traded thus, nobody's going to come say anything. But if we go out and we just start passing out food to homeless people, then they might then come and say, well, no, there's this city ordinance that says blah, 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 you can't give food without this permit
license. That situation is pretty widespread because, you know, America's so litigious that they've got to have their insurance and they've got to have all their ducks in a row. And food, you can't just be giving food away.
But you can in a lot of places. We've done it here in Keene, New Hampshire. The toll-free number is 855-453. If you want to comment, you can join us here and take control of the airwaves. It's the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live. Does this happen in your city?
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-960-3494. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-960-3494. Call 1-800-960-3494. 1-800-960-3494.
If you or someone you know is addicted to drugs or alcohol, please store this number or call right now. 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078. By calling the Addiction Rehab Specialist, you're taking the first steps to recovery. Their advisors are ready to match you with a proven treatment center that will help you end your drug or alcohol addiction once and for all. Don't waste any more time with drugs or alcohol. Your future is still a bright place. Let the Addiction Rehab Specialist help you break your addiction to drugs and alcohol before it's too late. This call is completely confidential, and if you have private insurance, there will be little to no cost to you. Even if you've already been to treatment, give us a call. There's no need to let drugs and alcohol ruin your life. Take the first step now. Call the Addiction Rehab Specialist at 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078. 800-535-6078.
We're all looking for safe, effective, and all-natural remedies for ourselves and our family. The solution is Simplex. Simplex oils provide natural anti-inflammatory and pain relief, antioxidant and nerve protection, and is an amazing topical acne removal and skincare supplement. Natural healing at a very affordable price. Find out more about our non-psychoactive CBD oil products. Go to SimplexSpecials.com. That's SimplexSpecials.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Is there a stock market bubble in the making?
You need an early warning system for your investments because you work too hard to be surprised by your money. Now, guarding your wealth has never been easier. Introducing WealthGuard from OnTheMarkMoney.com, an early warning system that tracks all your accounts. WealthGuard lets you know in advance if your accounts are dropping. It works for all accounts, whether you work with us or not. Get WealthGuard today, 100% free. Go to OnTheMarkMoney.com. That's OnTheMarkMoney.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! It's Free Talk Live.
up anything you want here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. 50% off. That's a 50% off of HostGator, one of the top hosting companies out there that give you 50% off their regular prices because you listen to Free Talk Live and you went to HostGator.com/FTL, like Free Talk Live. HostGator offers a simple, one-click, easy installation for WordPress. So if you've been holding off on starting up a blog or a website because you're just not so sure about the technical aspects, HostGator makes it easy. They've got 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support and a very intuitive and user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation and the simplicity of use into your hands. They've also got a 99.99% uptime rating, so you don't have to worry about outages. Get the special offer of 50% off by going to HostGator.com/FTL. As we continue with you tonight, you've got Ian.
Johnny Ray.
And Daryl.
Daryl, you've been digging around here through the City of Keene's code to see if we have something similar on the books about not serving homeless people in public parks. We found something about food service establishments and this wide-ranging definition that basically encompasses anyone who is basically serving food for or without money involved.
Right.
But so then they repealed that definition last year.
And replaced it with another one that, for some reason, does not appear directly in the text of Muni Code.
Hmm.
So I clicked on where it said Adopted Ordinance 02015-13-B, and they do have definitions in this. It's in PDF form. So they did adopt some kind of definition. It's just not showing when you actually look at the Muni Code, but you have the definition pulled up to where, and I thought that I was right, that this is some kind of arbitrary enforcement kind of thing,
right?
To where it does mention with or without charge.
Well, that's in the definition of a food service establishment, but I don't actually have the ordinance that uses the term food service establishment, so I'm not sure what they're saying food service establishments can or can't do.
Food service establishment means any fixed or mobile restaurant.
Right, that's the definition.
Right.
But what about, what are they saying about a food service establishment? I know they're saying here that in this notice that they issued to the Shire Free Church over the summertime, they were saying that you're not zoned, that the church was not, property was not zoned for feeding, running a kitchen or whatever. And so I don't know how that would apply to a public park. Because, you know, traditionally, people have been able to cook out in public parks, right? There are a lot of public parks that have the grills, right? So you'll have, here in Robin Hood Park in Keene, they're in terrible shape, but there are a few grills around the park, and it's not uncommon to see families using those grills and large groups of people using those grills.
Right. So scrolling down here in the code, it says, no person shall operate a food service establishment within the city or its police jurisdiction who does not have a valid permit issued to him by the health authority.
So then you're right. Then they absolutely could have, they could go and apply this to a family who is using the city's own grills in the city's own parks for feeding their family or feeding, you know, total strangers.
Right.
If they wanted to.
Right, and it's going to be selectively enforced,
right.
And that's
which
how
is what happened.
All of these are. They're always selectively enforced.
And Food Not Bombs pointed out that in Tampa, where their activists were just arrested just a few days ago, apparently, that they'd done it 100 times before. They'd gone out with coffee and bagels, and they went into the park. They gave them to homeless people in Tampa. But this time, they received a warning in advance, according to creativeloafingcltampa.com. It was January 5th, so just, you know, 3 days ago, they were given a warning that... Now, apparently, Tampa has a ordinance on the books banning food-sharing events without a special use permit, so it's probably a little... It's more regulated, I think, in a place like Florida, where, again, they're requiring, insurance policies. But Mark Beloach, a homeless man in Tampa, said he was going for a cup of coffee Tuesday morning when he witnessed Tampa police attempting to make a young woman shut down a food stand where she was giving away vegan breakfast items and coffee to homeless people. He said she's been coming to the park feeding, you know, nice organic food, vegan food, coffee, bagels, and cereal. This is for people who are less fortunate. although the volunteer was asked to stop, Mr. Baloch told Kanay Food Not Bombs is likely to go forward with a plan to feed the homeless in the park on Saturday morning. A city official told Kanay it was the permitting, not the act of sharing food with the homeless, that was the issue. But ultimately, that's what they stopped from happening. And why would a homeless person care whether these people have the permit? They just want to get some food in their belly. They're hungry. And I don't think anybody else cares either, except for the city. They care about your obedience, and they want to get a cut. They want to get some money out of these organizations. And it's just sick. The toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. Let's go to David. He is in New Mexico on Skype. Go ahead, David.
Yeah, well, the bottom line is it's a human rights violation to stop them from doing that. It's a human right to be able to share food.
Yeah.
Period.
Absolutely.
Period. And citizens need to stop. If you look up the words cowed and buffaloed, they're two different things, and both are happening. And the people need to. Even the cops admit there was a retired cop. I remember if I heard it on your station or whatever, that was actually saying the same as many of the rest of us, that the cops can't handle more than about 3% of the population, and it's about time to get that 3% together and tell them what our human rights are. And arrest them if they hassle us for those things that are human rights. But that's not what I called about. But I've been listening to you, and so that's right at the top of my head.
Yeah, I like what you said, though, that it's a human right to be able to share food with people. I mean, this is ridiculous.
It is a human right. There's no debating it. We're not even going to lower ourselves to debate it with you in any government venue, legislature, or otherwise. There is no debate. This is what we will do. You get in our way, and we will imprison you, is what our message should be, period. The snow thing, I live just down the road from Pocatello, or Pokey, as the people out there call it, in Jackson, Wyoming.
Mm-hmm.
And I was doing snow removal, and the city dude came around and hassled me for putting snow into the street when the plows were going around, even though the plows, you know, pushed it into their pile quite nicely, and it was a good system. But so anyway, I had that problem.
Mm-hmm.
And oh, funny thing, you'll enjoy this, is Sarah has now expanded her, hello, Sarah, if you're listening, I don't think you are, but
she doesn't listen.
Yeah, she's expanded her round. She's been calling the local Sunday afternoon Indian social 4 hours on the local radio and doing her political stuff in the middle of their social hours.
Now, what is an Indian social?
It's called, you can anybody who's curious can look it up. It's and I'll plug, the plug will be good for them anyway. It's on KUNM, the college station, on Sunday afternoons from noon till 4 hour time. And well, you can listen to it anytime. You can listen to it right now by
but
going
what
to
is
their
it?
Oh, it's they play Indian music, both the traditional and contemporary. They just switch back and forth between the different venues. So they'll play some Indian cowboy music for a while, and then they'll play some Indian hip-hop.
And they actually take her calls live on the air on a show that's not intended for political call-ins?
Well, they're getting wise to her. They're getting wise to her.
Hang on, David. Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. It is Free Talk Live and the Live Sunday Show.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
All right, guys. We're ready for our Four Seasons sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the runway? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no. Wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves. Home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Of course, you can join us here, live Sunday edition of the program. We got time for you. If you want to join us, 855-450-FREE is the number, 855-450-3733. With you here tonight, you've got me, Ian.
Me, Johnny Ray.
And me, Daryl.
And our Skype username for you is lrn.fm. We can talk more about feeding the homeless and getting arrested for it, which looks like it's going to happen again. It happened Saturday in a park in Tampa, Florida, and the Food Not Bombs activists are committed to doing it again Tuesday morning. So I've got it on my calendar to double, you know, to follow up on that and see what happens on Tuesday. Hopefully they'll have more cameras at the scene. Daryl, you said there was a 25-second long clip that that you had seen.
Yes.
But presumably there's a longer version than that, I would hope.
Probably, and yes, I would guess that there is.
Yeah, hopefully their support will only grow. Hopefully more people will come out to witness this tyranny that is going on. As David in New Mexico pointed out, these police are violating the human right, the basic human right of being able to share food with another human being, and it's pretty outrageous. I don't know if that's why you'd call tonight, David, but go ahead with your thoughts.
No, what I called what I can make real quick. I'll sacrifice my time to these other things. But just to finish up on the question you asked me, Singing Wire is an Indian music program, noon to four local time on KUNM out of Albuquerque.
And you were saying that our regular caller Sarah has become a regular caller on this Indian music program in Albuquerque.
Yeah, for like the last, I don't know, 4 or 5 weeks or so.
She's informing them about how great red light cameras are and how much she loves, automated cars and things like that. Basically the same topics.
Yeah, exactly. And she starts out, with the pedestrians, red light cameras, car stuff, and then slowly expands it if they play along. But they're slowly catching on to her. And today, my friend, the DJ was my friend David, and he doesn't screen his call, so he hits the button and bam, there she is. And so she starts going into it, and they're all really polite, so they let her go on and on. And then finally today, David cut her off. And when he could get a word in, she said something about whatever, and he said, no, it's time to go back to music.
Yeah. And you hear the listeners falling away. I mean, if you were listening to a music show and then this woman just starts going off about red light cameras, it would be kind of a turnoff.
Yeah, I guess I should add they take call and shout. They take shout outs because it's a good way to communicate across the 200 miles by 200 miles of res that they cover. Mm. People can find their friends where they're at, whatever. Everybody tunes in and you call in and say hi to whoever, happy birthday, whatever.
Right, it's like a local show. Yeah, sure.
Yeah, exactly. So she interrupted that with politics, which didn't really fit in. But in a nutshell, what I called about is just to finish up what we were talking about the other day about the Judge Monica Zamora that didn't know the law, and I had to educate her, and I was comparing that to, you compare it to what you know. So what I know is being a professional pilot, and pilots know virtually 100% of every regulation that has to do with the operation at hand, because otherwise they can get in really big trouble. And here's a good analogy.
Yeah, but
judges
don't have to know everything because they won't get in trouble. They're the only people who are watching a judge are other judges, and they're all buddies. So, a judge can violate their own rules and then ultimately have no consequences whatsoever.
Right.
We've seen it happen a million times.
I used to work for an airline, and there was a bunch of the policies that I knew, but if I couldn't think of something off the top of my head, well, by golly, I knew exactly where the list of policies were, and I could go right over to the book.
Exactly. And here's a really good analogy that I had thought of, though, that will help people understand is, for instance, as a pilot, if I'm flying only domestic on an airline or with corporate or whatever, I'm not crossing international borders, I can just completely forget about whatever it is I learned or whatever is in the regulations about flying international, because I'm not going international. Mm-hmm. But if somebody calls me and books a trip, or I bid a line of flying for the airline that puts me international, then I know that I'm going to be doing that, and I need to go study the regs on that so I know the regs. And as a judge, she controls her calendar. She knows darn well, even if the preponderance of the work that she does is dealing with state adoptions, which this was not. This was a hostile private adoption attempt to take my children, and the state is just runs the courts, right? But so she could, the argument was, Daryl had mentioned that she might not be familiar with it because she doesn't use it all that often. That may be true to some degree. However, she controls her calendar. She knows that on Tuesday she's got an afternoon hearing on private adoption.
She doesn't know beforehand, unless you filed a motion, she doesn't know that you're going to request an attorney.
Well, yeah, but here, remember, like I said, the entirety of the New Mexico statute on private adoption is 23 single-sided pages, double-spaced. A layperson like myself, as I did, read it in a half hour and understood every bit of it, including the part that told me that the state had to give me an attorney. And she could have just as easily, in her morning coffee, read that same thing, knowing that she had an afternoon hearing.
But she doesn't have to. I get what you're saying. You're saying she could do all these things if she wanted to appear like knowledgeable and professional, but ultimately she's got power and she can do whatever she wants to. Even if she did know the statute, she could have been lying to you, and the fact is you called her out on it. Whether or not she was lying, you don't know, but even if she was lying, it's going to be hard to prove that, and further you'd have to prove some sort of malfeasance to a panel of judges, which is usually who oversees the lower court judges.
So let me ask this question. In New Mexico, are judges elected or appointed?
They're elected.
They're elected,
So when's her term come up?
Well, it's never going to come up because the system is, everybody, you know the answer to that. The system is rigged in such a way with retention that they have a retention system here. It's not, she never has to undergo a head-to-head election ever again.
She really? So once she gets elected, so there's like an open seat and then she's elected to it for life?
She's elected to it, and every 4 years, she has to get a yes vote on retention,
right.
Which means
I'm familiar with retention
challenger.
Because in Pennsylvania for a lot of judges. Question is,
Judge for life. Yeah, and I would argue that it is a violation of law for her to not know it because she has a legal responsibility to make herself competent, and any reasonable person would expect her to know those measly.
Well, good luck getting her to take responsibility for her mistakes. Thanks, David, for the call tonight.
And I would suggest that whenever she next comes up for retention, because it's not impossible to defeat a judge on retention.
Mm-hmm.
Throw some money or raise some money to put out a PR campaign to inform people this woman's an incompetent judge.
Sure. So what happens in that case, Daryl, since you're familiar with it, if the people vote to not retain the judge, do they then get to stay for another couple of years until the next election when...
Nope. No, so what happens with retention, at least the way they do it in Pennsylvania, and I I'm not familiar with New Mexico, but in Pennsylvania, if a judge loses the retention vote, then they're removed, and then someone is appointed to that seat until the next retention vote.
So there wasn't an election initially to get that person in. I see. So they could just keep appointing bad judges because, the governor or whoever appoints them, presumably.
In Pennsylvania, in 2005, I believe it was, the legislature gave themselves, in the middle of the night, some huge pay raise, and they included the judges on this.
Yeah.
And somebody challenged because they said this takes effect immediately. Somebody challenged because Pennsylvania Constitution says that pay raises cannot take effect until the beginning of the next term.
Mm-hmm.
It went to the Supreme Court. Supreme Court all of a sudden decided, nope, that's not what the Constitution says. These pay raises can take effect immediately. Because they were benefiting. Two judges were up for retention and wound up for the first time ever being removed from the bench. First time ever that a Supreme Court judge in Pennsylvania lost, and it was two of them that lost, and a third came very close.
All right, toll-free number tonight, if you want to join us. We got time for you coming up in the remaining moments here of this live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. The LASIK Vision Institute is now offering dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology for a fraction of what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-939-4839. Even better, if you're one of the first 100 callers, ask about an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over 1 million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve at a fraction of what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-939-4839. 1-800-939-4839.
Offer not valid in all states and where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com.
account, and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
We're all looking for safe, effective, and all-natural remedies for ourselves and our family. The solution is Simplex. Simplex oils provide natural anti-inflammatory and pain relief, antioxidant and nerve protection, and is an amazing topical acne removal and skincare supplement. Natural healing at a very affordable price. Find out more about our non-psychoactive CBD oil products. Go to SimplexSpecials.com. That's SimplexSpecials.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FiveStarSoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, live Sunday edition of the program. You can dial in toll-free here in the remaining moments. We've got enough time for you, if you want to talk to us about whatever's on your mind. Maybe you're somebody who supports the police crackdown on feeding homeless people in Tampa, Florida, where Food Not Bombs activists were arrested Saturday and may be arrested again on Tuesday morning. They're planning to go back out to a public park in Tampa and serve food to homeless folks.
Now, we just watched a brief video,
yeah,
about
that's right.
2 minutes. And the lady cop that seems to be the officer in charge here,
right,
tells the people, you've got 3 minutes. And then about 30 seconds later, people start
arresting
them.
Yeah. So there's more. If you want to comment, you're welcome to join us. By the way, you can do your online shopping and benefit Free Talk Live by going to shop.freetalklive.com. You enter the Amazon link there. There's Amazon Canada, U.S., and U.K. You get the stuff you wanted. And Free Talk Live gets a cut of the sale. Otherwise, Amazon just keeps it all. So why not go through shop.freetalklive.com and help us out? Let's go to your calls and thoughts. Right now, we got Mike in Ohio. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Mike.
Thank you, Mike. Thank you, Ian.
Hey there.
And I'll just ask this, and I'll take comments off the air. But,
you can say, by all means, go ahead.
Daryl, first of all, I hope Alabama wins tomorrow night. Okay, sure. Here's my question. I'm obviously a big fan of Daryl's, and with the and I'm somewhat new getting acclimated with the whole liberty movement in New Hampshire.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, it's going to be hard to win like a libertarian. Steve, I know I was looking you up. I know you ran for governor a couple of years ago on the kind of
Ian.
Yes,
that's right.
Ian. With the mindset of succession, and which I think is awesome, first of all.
Yeah.
And then, but can you, or not a you, can either one of y'all or someone similar, like run for the House of Representatives, not from a state standpoint, but like a local congressional seat with the idea of being nothing like, of being similar to how Ron Paul was, which is,
you're talking about,
like,
the U.S. House? You're talking about the U.S. House of Representatives?
Yeah.
There were libertarian candidates who've run and are probably going to run again for that here in New Hampshire.
Now,
I'm not interested in it personally.
Back in the 90s, the last time the Libertarian Party had ballot access in the 90s, we actually had people getting elected to the state legislature as libertarians with that L next to their name on the ballot.
That's true.
And
there were a couple of them, right?
At least four.
Okay.
And then there were a couple that wound up getting elected as fusion candidates, and I'm not a huge fan of fusion. Especially the way that it's run in New Hampshire, to where the parties do not have a say in whether or not a candidate is nominated by multiple parties.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, yeah, we have had people elected to the legislature as Libertarian Party members. And again, we just for the first time in 20 years got ballot access again. So I'm hoping that in 2018, because we've already, you know, we just got ballot access 2 months ago, and we've already recruited a dozen people to run for state rep in New Hampshire, and I guarantee you that number is going to grow over the next 18 months when candidate filing happens. So it would not surprise me at all if a Libertarian gets elected in 2018 or 2020.
At the state level.
To state house.
Right. But you were asking, Mike, about U.S. representative, correct?
Yeah. So, yeah, what... Ian, I guess what my mindset is...
Let me first...
I'd like to hear what his clarification.
Okay.
Go ahead, Mike.
Yeah. So if enough people move to your city or close by to where the congressional district would represent, how possible is it for a Daryl Perry to go to the House of Representatives? And listen, if nothing else, just bring more... you know, recognition to the free state movement, or just literally be like Ron Paul was and be the only one that's like, no, this is why this is wrong, and just do it every day. And then give interview after interview after interview on TV, you know, MSNBC, you know, Fox, all the different platforms that even if people don't agree with you, how possible is that from where you're at now?
Because let me actually pull up the election results to tell you.
From 2016?
From 2016. Because, you know, we only have two congressional districts in New Hampshire.
Mm-hmm.
So let me look to see how many people wound up voting in District 2, which is where we live.
Well, it's, you're welcome
because,
to do that.
You know, the goal of the Free State Project is to get 20,000 liberty lovers to move to the entirety of the state, not concentrate in one congressional district or the other.
And right now, the state of New Hampshire has about 1.4 million people in it. That would mean that 20,000 is about 1.5%. Now, that's not all of them vote, which is why you're looking for the actual numbers. But regardless, it's not going to be a majority at any point. I mean, we're talking about a very small number of people who their job needs to be to influence their neighbors, to move the people in New Hampshire in as more of a pro-liberty direction as possible, through
and
whatever means.
The person that got elected to serve for our district, Congressional District 2 in New Hampshire, received just under 175,000 votes.
Okay.
The Republican opponent got 158,000, almost 159,000 votes.
So that's 333,000 votes.
The independent candidate got 17,000 votes. So,
right,
not very likely that getting 20,000 people to move to New Hampshire would be enough to elect a Libertarian as a Libertarian.
That's correct. But the idea isn't to overpower or outnumber the people here. The idea of the Liberty Migrations, Mike, is to bring enough Libertarians to this one geographic area to where we can actually have an impact for the first time ever. And we're already doing that with only a couple thousand people having moved already.
Correct.
The 20,000 people that the Free State Project has signed up are not going to move. There's maybe going to be 10,000 if you're lucky.
Right.
Because some of them are dead. Some of them have changed their email address. They probably don't even know the Free State Project made its goal. So, you know, there's a bunch of drop-offs that are going to happen.
Some of them have probably changed their mind.
Got married and, you know,
oh, yeah.
Whatever.
I don't actually believe in that freedom stuff that I did 15 years ago.
Or 10 years ago they didn't have a wife and kids and now they do and they, you know, the wife doesn't want
right.
to move or whatever the story is. So I wouldn't, you know, optimistically 10,000 of them are going to come. But then, of course, we want more people to come anyway. So we're constantly advertising the idea
right.
of this migration of
and
the Shire Society, of people coming here.
Not only that, you've also got people that are, you know, the friends of the Free State that are locals that agree with
there's a few thousand of them. Yeah.
And then there's the people that agree with us, but they just don't want to sign up for anything.
That's right.
Be it movers or locals. So, you know,
the silent people that support
right.
us.
So you get, you know, 5 or 10,000 people moving and then double that because of all the other people that just don't want to add their name to something. And then the people that agree with us
really,
that
what you want to focus
are willing
on. Yeah, what you want to focus on here is not U.S. Congress. So let's take it down a huge level, down to state representative. That's where you actually have a chance to win something.
Yes.
Here, as a libertarian, here in Keene, New Hampshire, which is in a lot of ways, the political population of Keene, many of them are hostile towards Free Staters and libertarians here because of some of the activism that's gone on over time. This is probably one of the most difficult places, you know, even before we showed up, just because of the left-leaning aspect of the town. It was one of the more difficult places to challenge the system to begin with, and it's probably more so now. But even when Free Staters run, Johnny Gray used to live with Andrew Carroll, who was one of the earliest candidates that we had here. It's not uncommon for an actual Free Stater, an actual libertarian who's running as a Republican or Democrat, to pull 20 to 24% of the vote. So there is a base of support there. Just, you know, at the state representative levels. And when you start focusing in on, let's say, a primary, where our friend James Cleveland, co-host here on Free Talk Live,
yes,
a couple years ago, I think it was 2014 election, he ran state representative. He ran as a Democrat in the Democrat primary. He lost the primary, but only by, what was it, 30 votes?
30 votes.
Right. So if you actually did have 100 people or 200 people move into Keene, which would only be a fraction of the 10,000 potential, you know, movers. If we could get 500, let's say 5%, we get 500 people to move to Keene, 100 in each ward. There's 5 wards in Keene. You've got enough to win a primary. And if you've got enough to win a primary, you've got enough to run multiple candidates to where there's liberty activists in the primary on both the Republican and Democrat and Libertarian sides. You could, in theory, have all Libertarians on a ballot in the general election at the local level. And it's where the local level is where the changes that need to be made will be made. So you got to focus on the grassroots first before you even worry about
thank
D.C.
You.
Mike, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate the discussion. We'll see you tomorrow online. In the meantime, freetalklive.com. Do you need a website for your blog or new business? It can be pretty intimidating on your own, and that's why Free Talk Live has partnered with HostGator, one of the top hosting companies. HostGator offers a simple, one-click, easy installation for WordPress, 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive, user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation back into your hands. Go to HostGator.com/FTL, and you'll get 50% off of their regular hosting prices. 50% off. HostGator.com/FTL. What do you shop for that you could otherwise buy at Amazon? Pretty much everything, right? Amazon has competitive pricing and they deliver, and that's a big plus. If you could plan ahead in your shopping, would you be interested in saving up to 33%? There's a catch. You have to do your shopping in Bitcoin. But imagine those savings. It's like a huge raise. All you have to do is go to saveitpurse.com. We've saved thousands, and you can too. Plan ahead and save. Saveitpurse.com.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing Pix Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with Pix and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled P-I-X Wireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.